CliffCentral.com.
This is Friday. It's the Guest Comedy Podcast.
Good morning. It's the Guest Comedy Podcast.
Is that what? Is that how
Friday
we introduced
morning.
It?
Yeah,
we had a production meeting on Monday, and I said, let's not do that.
Now you're having another production meeting. Mud fucking thing. We didn't even start
this
properly.
This is, all right. So this is Friday. It's Friday morning, 9 o'clock. It is live. We're not pre-recording this. This is actually happening. We just had Tall Ass Mo in here. He's
yeah.
a celebrity now.
Tall Ass Mo.
And he was talking about the Gambian guy? President.
Yeah,
and that's when I said, please leave the Guest Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, that's what the Gambian president doesn't want to do. Leave.
But where's the comedy in that? I don't know if we were supposed to. Are we allowed to talk about the Gambian president? Where's
the
Gambia?
No, it's up north. They had elections, and there was a new guy elected, and he was ready. And then the guy was like, nah, I'm not leaving, man. I'm chilling. I'm
going to
be in the office. I like this White House. And then they were like, no, let's take this to Senegal, to the Gambian embassy, and swear this guy in. And then they did that.
Yeah.
Sworn in and everything, but now the Gambian president doesn't want to leave. The actual, like the one that's in now, not the new one.
So the one that was not voted for. So the new guy can't get his office.
Yeah, the new guy can't get his office.
Can
that's like when you go, to Spur and the old manager doesn't want to bring you a steak. You're like, my guy, I ordered the thing.
It's actually nothing like that.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
But I like what you did there. You went to a place. And then today, let's just say what's happening on the show. We'll have breakfast beer tasting at 9:30. We've got another one from Devil's Peak. It's called... something.
Devil Speak again. Oh, no. Shit.
And then Brandon had a beer in the car on the way here, so he's going to review that. Don't tell him what it was.
Okay.
Brandon's back.
I'm back.
Brandon McKay.
I'm back. There were riots last week when I wasn't on the show. They were picketing outside.
And then, yeah, some of my...
They were going to burn down Cliff Central. Okay, now there's one person on Twitter, but listen, we only have 7 listeners, so that's a good percentage of the people that listen to the show.
And also, that's also good, because that means when the lesbian... fan side of things, yes. We've got that covered now.
Yes. The shrooms were strong.
Every show should have a lesbian that loves Brandon.
There we go.
Okay. Just a lesbian.
Plugged in.
Just a lesbian.
Just there. All right, then who else is in the studio with us?
Today,
Kuda? Did I just call you Kuda?
Yeah, you can call me Kuda.
What's your name?
Kuda Kwashi.
Kuda Kwashi. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe. Originally.
Okay, you need to speak into the microphone.
Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe.
This isn't one of your gigs. This is real.
No, not really. I'm not.
Kuda?
I'm used to be on the other.
Why did I call you George?
No, because it's also my name.
Okay, then that's why I called you that
then.
All right, George Kuda's here. He's from Zimbabwe, and I met him recently at the On Fire Comedy in Durban.
Yes.
I saw you do something weird at that club, that nightclub, the golf club that night.
Yeah. That
we'll talk about it later. What happened there?
Get
in front of the mic there.
That was death, eh?
But it wasn't death. It's almost like you did it on purpose.
When you died, would you know that you did it on purpose?
I've never seen someone die with such determination.
Like, for your full
10 minutes.
Yeah, like when you're dead, would you say, I just didn't want to breathe anymore? No.
No, but you had some good topics. Yeah. You were angry with something.
Yeah.
A car guard issue or something.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, you're back. George Kuda's here. He's from Zimbabwe and he's a fantastic comedian. The other sets were great.
Yeah.
At the nightclub, New York
and Amsterdam.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about the golf club later.
Okay.
WhatsApp us.
Yeah.
079-248-2090. That's just what you need
on.
To do.
Just hold on.
Message us these things.
Out of the blue, you just came up with... WhatsApp us.
I forgot the WhatsApp line, man. I was like, yo, we have WhatsApp, because I was on WhatsApp myself. And I sent a message this morning. I was like,
okay,
yo.
Okay, what we'll do is we don't have any WhatsApps of our own, so we'll steal Gareth Cliff's ones. So someone said, I got that Friday feeling.
That was me.
We'll refresh that. We'll see how
that was me. I literally sent that message.
You WhatsApped
the line. I was chilling next door. And I got you at like 10 past 8.
I've got that Friday feeling.
Yeah, because like I haven't had it for a while, because it's January. It's been January for the past like 3 months. It's difficult, man.
It's been January for the past 3 months.
Yeah, it's been difficult. And there's still another week left of this motherfucker. Like, can you imagine?
Is there another week left of Jan?
No, Dave. It ends like tomorrow. Obviously, there's another week left. There's only the 20th, man. There's still 10, 11 days to go. 11.
Have you had gigs?
Week and a half. Yeah, I'm at the Goliath Comedy Club this weekend, actually.
On stage? You're
on
not doing the lights?
On the lineups, yeah. No, I'm on the lineups.
Okay, cool. So it's 5 past 9. We normally do a gig guide with Eric, and he's on...
I'm failing.
Are you failing? So what are the gigs this weekend? Or just general, how are things going? How was Poppies on Monday? Did you go?
No, because I was watching the other one Roast Battle.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that as well. Eric Janssen is famous. It's finally happening.
I'm famous.
No, but in this country, you just have to be on TV. You have to actually be good. We noticed.
Yeah, you can be an eyewitness. And then...
Tallest Mo is famous.
Yeah, but he's famous for real. Like, he's got songs and stuff. He's the real...
I didn't realize how big he is. He's got songs.
Could I have something to say? Go.
No, I got nothing to say.
Oh, okay. No, he's
he has. He's got, rap, he's got a hip-hop
Scott,
sort of rap song.
Three songs, two songs. Sugary Bang and That's
I
So...
I love Sugary Bang.
That's So Great.
What does Sugary Bang mean?
Sugary Bang is just Sugary Bang, man. So you want to do the name, eh?
Sugary Bang!
Do you have the song? Can I play the song?
No, but that's gonna be fame. If
as
you, can,
you proceed if, to destroy
if,
the mic.
If you start already making your own live soundtrack, then that's
when
like,
you succeed.
That's when you're famous.
George, how are your gigs, by the way? So we haven't got a gig guide from our friend.
Yeah, sorry. This weekend you can catch me, Rich Lubonwa, Kanyisa Punu, Mojack Leoko, and Loiso Gola at the Goliath Comedy Club, 150 Rand, Melrose Arch, 10A High Street. Alternatively, go to Parker's Comedy and Jive in Monte Cassino. This weekend, you can see the likes of Joe Parker, Napster, Ronnie Morimola, David Cow. Those are the people you can see. Thanks.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much. Or Mama Kitchen is on a Tuesday. Come
and then there's
Poppies on a Monday. There's the 20 in 5 in Maboneng on Sunday. You see, I like this guy. Came with information.
Thank you. Are you going to that?
Yeah, I'm
going
to be there.
Are you in one of the fives?
No, I'm in the 20. The five is the time, guys.
Doing five or 20 in five? Wonder?
So there's 20 comedians. Okay, wait. I'll ask George because he's a guest. You can just go carry on looking at your clips there.
Oops, thanks.
George, what is 20 in five?
No, it's like 20 comedians.
Cuda.
20 comedians doing 5 minutes each.
Okay, and you are one of them?
Hopefully.
Right. Oh, is it? So you just arrive and you get it?
I've been here for a while. I've been in SA for a while. And I've been struggling to get into that 20 in 5 for a while.
And you've got a good 5 minutes. Yeah. So you're not going to go and do that golf club
stuff.
Nah,
I'm not going to do it. No, I'd love to do it again. And then it kills. Then I'll be
do
like,
do you remember what you were talking about?
I do remember exactly what I wanted to talk about. Not what I was talking about. What I wanted to
what
talk
was
about.
What was it in the car? You know when you go through your comedy in your head?
Yeah.
At what point did that sound funny, though? In the car, was it funny on the way there?
Yeah, it was funny. In my even when I was performing, it was funny. But I was like... Like an out-of-body experience.
That's what the audience wanted. out of the building experience.
Because at that moment, I realized, like, stand-up comedy is hard. Like, at that moment, I realized that's like me performing in front of
a
mirror.
It was a minute in, and then you were like, oh boy. You even got off the stage and started speaking to someone in the front there. Did you hear, I was killing myself laughing at the back there?
I couldn't. That's how bad it was.
What was the theme? What was your stuff?
I was talking about, like... It wasn't about race, it was about economic situations. Because the night before, at New York Comedy Club, after you guys left, there was a fight between some Indian dudes. And the bar owners were white, and I was black. And they were like, okay, really, what was the fight about? Is it like... Is this how it happened? Like with colonization, they would fight and we are watching, and we were fighting over about paying a bill. I'm like, whoa.
So that you decided I'll make that fight into a good 5 minutes.
It actually was a good 5 minutes in my head. That's where I made the mistake.
So you also said I saw a fight between an Indian owner.
It's like you, Davey. I know you're crazy. I know you're crazy and you're sick, right?
No, I'm sick.
But I've seen what happened. At least you understand the voices in your head. That there's enough number of voices in your head. For me, it's my only voice.
Okay, cool.
And I lie to myself.
No, but there was stuff there. That's the one thing I hate about when you've got a good idea for comedy, and then another comedian takes your idea and makes it funny. You're like, damn it. Why? Why has Trevor Noah made my stuff funny?
So make more funnier stuff.
Well, yes.
Yeah. That's what you white people do, right? We take over, you do
when
better.
When you point to the white person, do you mean Eric?
Yes, yeah, he was albino in the room.
Okay, so this is the guest comedy pod. We have Eric Powder Janssen.
Powder.
Brandon Eye Candy Mackay. George, voices in his head. Kuda.
Thank you.
And Dangerous Dave. Balding Dave.
Uncle Weirdson.
And we've all Dave got free cop cars.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. We all came into work. If you came to work early this morning, the Gareth Cliff had the guys from Eros, and we all got cock rings.
Yeah.
George, I'm wearing mine.
No.
Do you notice X1's got a black sticker?
Yeah, mine's got a black
mine's sticker.
Yes, we guys got cock rings.
So he wants to know the why.
And what did we find out?
That's a big one.
Ooh.
It's for black people. No, but I got the white man's one.
That's kind of racist.
No, it's not. I got a pink. No, it's not.
That's a compliment.
That's why I kept going.
Okay, come. Cocks out.
No, no. Because I'm from Zimbabwe, and that's like hardcore black, so they can't give me a cock ring. They have to give me a hula hoop, right?
A cock hula
hoop. A hula hoop, right? Yeah, you guys are weird.
Okay, wait. I've got some emails. You know the guy that was on the show 2 weeks ago? His name is Lloyd.
Lloyd.
He's got a star studio called Wired Media.
Yeah, Lloyd.
And he made some stings for us.
Niemand.
Lloyd Niemand.
Niemand. But you have to say it like that because there's a T at the end of his surname. Like it's Niemand. Niemand.
Okay. And then I'm also going to be phoning a friend of mine called Mark Lottering today. We're going to give him a call.
You got his number.
Yes.
Yay.
Finally got his number.
Lekker things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Brandon, have you tasted your beer for breakfast? Beer tasting must I get it for you?
Do you know what it's supposed to smell like?
It's not half past nine.
It's not half past nine.
I'm just preparing.
Don't
you.
Be forward,
I've run out
Dave.
Of stuff.
You've run out of things to say already.
Okay, yeah. I also got a black one.
Okay.
Just for the uninformed, what is a cock ring?
I was going to ask that question.
Yes. Were you going to ask?
I was going to ask.
Does it come with instructions?
It does. The instructions are on the inside, yeah.
Can you please read them, Brandon, please? We all got cock rings. We're very proud. George, you didn't get one.
Or is it roosters standing in a circle?
Everyone got one.
Ring of cocks. Yeah, but now how do you use this thing? Please elaborate on the instructions.
Okay, straight away I'm scared.
But maybe you shouldn't.
Straight away I'm scared. How to use Eros ring on penis and scrotum.
Yeah, it's your balls are included.
That's the double. They call that the double.
Triple. Triple. Because two testicles and a shaft.
Hey, there's even an amazing illustration.
Can you
amazing.
Amazing.
Slip the Eros ring around the penis and scrotum, then push the ring back against the body. Tighten the lock strap.
That's your own body.
Into
man.
Gripper groove to a desired comfort level.
Wait, I'm going to play some music for you.
Yeah, it's January, hey? People are talking about penises. Like, guys are talking about penises.
Live, on air.
You're preparing for February, man.
Once again, the WhatsApp line is 248-748-748. Yeah, you see, I forgot. 745-079-748-2090. Guys,
wait,
I know this number.
I'm playing Hard as a Rock by AC/DC.
Hard as a Rock.
Really? What does a cock ring do?
It makes you.
Do not use for more than 30 minutes. Rinse with warm water.
After use.
Dry and store in the container.
In the cupboard.
In the container.
But where do you put it? In the bread? It's got a container.
Is it just me?
I'm wearing my Eros ring.
Like it has a scent. Like if you no, not the thing. Like just hold it close to your nose and you want to smell it. It smells like.
No, man, don't do that.
Menthol.
I've got.
Please nose check, ring.
Please put that on your nose again. I've got my cock ring on, so you can't come smell it.
Yeah, fuck, that's nasty. I'm going to have nightmares about that. You know, I had a weird dream.
Oh, here we go. Okay, it's 9:15.
No, I had a...
It's Eric's story
time. Eric's story time.
I had a very strange dream.
Can I put... before you start your story, can I put music on
here? No, it's fine. Did I walk in here, and then I saw George Kuda and Nicholas Goliath and someone else, and then they just started fighting, the three of them. Like, they just started eating each other. And I was like, yeah, I need to wake up and go to this podcast and make this thing a reality. I need to see this live. But then they weren't here. Then I was sad. Yeah.
I wasn't even listening to that story.
I didn't actually hear anything. And the story's done.
Yeah, it's not a long story, not sure.
Okay, so Dave, I think we should ask Eric how he was on TV.
Yeah, I mean, okay. There was
the roast battle's on now, running on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Channel 122.
You're going for Discovery things now.
I don't even have DSTV.
I'm glad.
I went on. I got DSTV Compact, George.
So you
that's
watch
a Zimbabwean one.
No, you watch ID Extra, right? You actually need a cock. You need a cock ring for that one. Eh?
That's funny.
What is that channel?
ID Extra. You haven't watched it? It's one of the funniest channels I've ever seen. Again, the voice is in my head.
Oh, it's funny for you.
Because basically it's like medical detectives, but they're all like relationship based. Either the woman kills the husband or the husband kills the woman.
Yeah, they
like,
say that normally if there is something.
They were using
a
cock ring. They're using a cock ring in the wrong way.
For more than 30 minutes.
They didn't rinse it. Maybe that's the new Cluedo as well. Like it was in the library. Professor Mustard was in the library with the cock ring. That was the murder weapon.
Wow.
So Eric, So now the roast battles are on.
Yeah.
I think it was that the very first episode.
That was actually episode 6 that they aired first.
They aired first. I see. Yes. Because remember, the first episode wasn't as well organized as that.
No, the judges were on stage. They were saying things between comedians doing their roasts. So it was really, really terrible, actually.
So do you think they're not going to play it?
No, they said they're not going to play it at all.
So how won the first episode?
Dylan. But because he won the roast in Silver Star, they were like, yeah, because he's an elite, he needs to be in the final immediate. Because he made it to the final.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be in the last one.
Okay, cool. And did you enjoy it? Did you not enjoy it? Did your family, because you know you got that 700 family members, did they all gather around the TV with popcorn and beanbags? I'm sensing the whole Janssen clan.
698
in the lounge.
698 of them were
you
there.
Selling tickets outside.
Foot sick. It was me and my mother, and it was awkward.
Was it awkward for you?
Not awkward for me. It was awkward for her.
Because she hasn't seen you do comedy.
Until last night. Fuck you, once again, Dave. Asshole.
So now how was it?
No. She was sitting there with me because she was waiting for it. She's like, yo, no, when is it starting? So I'm like, no, it starts at like half past nine. Well, quarter past nine. And then she walks in, she sits down, she's like, so what's going to happen now? I'm like, just watch. You'll see. Don't mind the swear words. She's like, what are you talking about?
And then I
proceed to swear the sky blue. And then Sammy is like, yeah, which one of your mother's cousins did your mother fuck to make you? And my mom's like, I want this phone number. I'm going to throw a glass at it. She's like, my mother's going to throw a glass.
Not mess with the angry colored lady.
Yeah.
She can hang you with a cockroach. Yeah. Not for more than 30 minutes.
George Kido is he's going to bring the cock ring into everything today.
Yeah. No, seriously, what's the purpose of this thing?
Keeps you hard, man. When you got a soft cock, you wrap it around and it stores most of the blood back into the pump and keeps you harder for longer.
But in essence, Eros doesn't...
I think it's sponsor us.
Dude, don't you actually get hard to get soft?
No, I'm 47.
In essence... No. When you're hard... This already sounds like...
You make a plan to make it soft again. So
I see.
Why you gotta keep making it hard?
So yours is just a constant... Your whole life is just a constant... I'm hard, I'm soft. I'm hard again, make it soft.
That's like real life, right? We always want to go to heaven, but...
Go hard! And then you just...
You always seek for happiness.
Like, George, are you trying to be philosophical in a comedy podcast?
Not really.
It's like life.
Actually, comedy podcast with the cock ring. Seriously, guys, come on.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's.
But like, that's
speaking about cock rings.
How much did they cost, actually? Because
that's a weird. No, that's
these are free.
That was a weird. I feel like it's a weird form of torture because now you're basically hanging yourself.
So you can be well hung.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've got. I told Mark I'd phone him, and I said I'd phone him on Friday morning. And he might actually be there.
Must read their WhatsApps.
No, yeah. We must read their WhatsApps, but there's not. Just refresh it. Hello, Mark Lotching. My name is Dave Levinson. How are you?
Dave Levinson, I've been dying to meet you. I'm very well. How are you?
Dying to meet me? Mark?
Yes.
It's a gas comedy podcast on Cliff Central at 9 a.m. on a Friday. Sorry, are you asleep? Are you awake? Are you ready for this?
I'm wide awake.
Okay, cool. Now, I just want to warn you, before our show, Gareth Cliff has his show, and he got a guy on here from Eros, and we all got cock rings this morning. Except me. Except George. So we're all wearing our cock rings for the show.
Okay, how did you tie in, Eros, how is that linked with cock rings?
No, Eros is the name of the company, and it's called the Pleasure Band, which I thought was quite a nice name for an actual band. But it's a cock ring.
Oh, I was confused, because Eros in Cape Town is a school. And yes, so
isn't it pronounced
Eros? I was like,
Eros a school.
Yeah,
isn't it not pronounced? Are we not saying it incorrectly? Is it not Herslia?
It's not pronounced Herslia.
Because my cocking is quite tight. I'm actually feeling a little bit uncomfortable here now.
It's close to 30 minutes. That's why.
Oh yeah, you must never. It says in the thing, never wear it for longer than 30 minutes.
I'm getting excited by this conversation. I just have to be honest.
Excited or just generally, just you're feeling good. Feeling good. It's Friday. So,
no,
Mark, the reason why we phoned you is we're supposed to only phone you at half past nine. I did say that, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened is this show runs for an hour. We talk about comedy in general, comedians doing things, what's happening in the industry, comedy clubs, and we did that all by 20 past.
Okay.
So I'm going to just run you through who's here with us. This is Eric Janssen. Say hi, Mark Lotring.
Hi, Mark Lotring.
Do you know Eric?
Hello, Eric.
I was the guy that paid you last week Saturday at the Goliath Comedy Club.
I was the guy that paid you?
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm,
do you not
I
remember, Mark? Do you remember meeting an albino-looking tall guy?
He paid me, and I then went straight to the toilet, and then I realized he was paying me for...
Oh, see. You thought it was for extras. Do you know that?
Yes.
Mark went. He was waiting in the toilet for you to meet you because you had given him money. And that's the deal. You didn't
know. No, because you know it's Dover comedy. Yeah, exactly.
You
said
oh, rock and roll, man.
Sorry yeah. for disappointing you, Mark. Next time, though, I'll be well aware.
No, you know that, Mark. I'm going to forget it. Okay. Next time.
No.
Next time on Goliath Comedy. Let's just catch it. Okay, so that, okay. And then you
if
so
it was an unmarked, no, it was an unmarked envelope.
Unmarked. It
had your,
it
had your name on it. That's what I'm saying. If it has your name on it, it means it's the club paying you. If it's unmarked, it's from
this me. This is very high grade.
But his name's Mark, you dumbass. So it was marked.
It was unmarked. It was marked.
It was marked.
So, Mark, where are you now? You're back in Cape Town?
I'm back in Cape Town. I'm at my home in Oranje. It's a huge house. Most comedians can't afford to live there.
Most comedians can't. That's right. Are you driving still? Do you still scratch all the cars down the sides when you leave in the mornings?
I drive, but I don't stop.
You drive well. You just don't stop well.
Formerly, I used to stop and see what I've done.
Yeah, no, you just carry on.
Case numbers. No, I carry on. I'm way too old to stop now. You know.
How old are you, Mark?
Keep going, Salma.
Is it rude
I'm
to 49. Ask? 49 years of age.
49 years of age. How
I just
old
say,
are you?
You're looking good. I'm 47 years of age.
And he looks shit.
Oh, yeah, right. You always claim to be 2 years younger.
I always claim to be 2 years younger than you, yes. But at least when I get my envelopes, guys meet me.
Yes, of course you do.
No, that's fucked up. That's because you take them there yourself.
Okay, and then, yes.
Choke them into them.
Choke them with a cock ring. Now listen, Mark. Speaking about cock rings, how's Emma? No. Also in the studio we have Daniel from Daniel and Mackay Ad Agency. There's a guy called Brandon Mackay. Say hello to Brandon.
Hello, Brandon Mackay.
Brandon's the eye candy. He's got a beard and he wears a. He's like what are those bears? Is it a bear? Like
Brandon,
a butch
Brandon
guy.
Mackay, are you related to Des Mackay from the comedy club?
The one who doesn't pay you an
envelope. No.
Are you not?
No, unfortunately.
Why
not.
Are you white?
Des Mackay?
Yeah, he's white.
Wait, no, don't guess. Guess if you say white? Some stuff. Say some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he is. Say some stuff.
But no, I mean,
this is the thing about surnames. I mean, Mackay, I always thought that was a very fancy surname. Okay, so there's a lot going on in Gezo's family. Yes. Did you know that you had Khaled family?
Oh, yeah. When you search Brandon Mackay's on the internet, most of them are
Have you Googled
dark.
Yourself?
Are you comfortable with it?
Yes.
Well, half of the colored would be the white side.
Yes.
There has to be. You can't make the coffee without the Cremora.
Exactly.
I meet, you know, after the show, and then I meet, like, white lodgings come to me, and they're like, hey, we've got the same surname, and then they realize what they're saying, and then she's like, hey.
You've made this awkward.
Because that's because you're standing outside.
Most of the lodgings who are white are found are kind of on the struggling side of the number line. I'm quite devastated by that.
Have you started like a fund to help them?
The National Lottery.
No,
I'm sorry, I had to.
But don't let him touch your Powerball, eh?
Great ideas are born on this podcast.
No, you don't understand. We've run out of stuff, man. Mark, now I met you in 1998 at the Coffee Lounge. Do you remember that upstairs you had a show with these two massive puppets?
Remember, there was a gentleman called Brian Weinrock.
Brian Weinrock with those orange glasses.
Yeah.
And he always wore very tight denim shorts. Do you remember?
He wore tight denim shorts. It was hard to maintain eye contact.
with his camel toe.
And I was like, am I the only one?
No, I was
all these balls rolling around this coffee lounge.
Is Brian Weinrock still around?
I'm sure that Brian Weinrock is still around. I mean, if you're hearing people die, then you're ashamed. You heard Brian die. So I didn't get that. I didn't get that vibe. So I'm sure he's still around. But you remember we would be sold out, like 20 chairs, and we'd be sold out.
That's right. My first comedy gig was sold out, but with other comedians in the chairs.
The one night, there were 23 people, and my poster said, standing room only. I won't forget that.
I don't understand. I'm just trying to. I have a picture now of Brian Weinrock in denim shorts at night time. Do you wear denim shorts at night? Is that a fashion?
You don't wear denim shorts. ever.
Ever.
Unless you...
I have to admit, I've never, ever, ever worn denim shorts. I've got to be the oddest gay person in Cape Town.
Mark Davis wearing denim shorts right now.
I'm wearing denim shorts right now. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
You are not, Dave Levin. You are not.
And I'm kind of straight. I'm sort of, I've dabbled.
Denim, you are, well, I'm very turned on a cock ring in denim.
If I had orange glasses, I'd be Brian Weinrock. I actually go on Halloween dressed as Brian Weinrock, but none of the kids get it.
Because you're not giving it
to
them.
Kids, no.
Well, the kids of today, the youth. Okay, now, Mark, first thing you asked me, you said, what are we going to talk about on the show? And I said to you, what do you want to talk about? Is there something
You said 6 minutes and it's done.
Are we done now? No, we were just getting into your vibe. You were in Joburg recently. Did you enjoy it? Do you love Joburg?
I was at the Goliath Comedy Club at Mauro's Arch. I completely, you know, those guys teach you so well. You know, they pay on the night while Eric's sitting there. They pay.
Thanks.
When they say they're going to pay, they pay what they said they're going to pay. Oh, and they treat me really, really well.
I think you get a meal. Do you remember? Every night you get a ticket for a meal.
I give those to.
Can the Eric's in charge of that shit.
I'm the man, man.
You're like a stores officer.
And you,
sergeant at arms.
How did he miss out?
And you arrive at the Goliath Comedy Club and everybody backstage goes, oh, you love the audience. You're going to kill. You're going to kill. And I absolutely hate that cuck where everybody tells you you're going to kill.
But they were
absolutely right. It was an amazing audience.
And were you, I was misunderstood. You weren't hosting here. You were headlining.
No, the thing is that I've now reached a stage of my life where I refuse to go on stage later than 9 because I just think audiences are cut full of comedy by the time it gets to 10 o'clock, no matter how good you are.
It doesn't matter. When you said you're getting too old for that, you should be, I'm a campaigner for that. These 10:30 headline slots, the audience are tired, they're drunk, half of them have left. You're not the headline. You're the guy that went on last.
And the cut thing about going on at 10:30 is, you know, the two other tours have already covered your topic.
Yep.
So I'm like, come on, I'm just so sick and tired of doing that. So I say I'm ready to do these gigs, but I'm quite serious now.
I'm actually quite, I dig your vibe. You do the club gigs. You do them. A lot of comedians that have kind of done their one-mans and on television or what do you call them, like headliners or the top ones.
They don't
do the clubs. Lloyd Isogola is at Poppy's every Monday. He's at the Fire and Ice Hotel. He's flipping there. There's no special treatment. And you do the clubs, and that's, I'm proud of you. I think that's very cool.
Thank you very much. I've lived for the day when a grown man in a denim shorts kicks in. I hate to hear what's coming next. You have sweets for me. What's that?
Actually, if you look under your bed, no, don't.
Oh no, not bending down to look under my bed.
Not again, eh?
No.
So now, would you come back to Joburg? Do you enjoy the vibe here? The last time I actually saw you in real person was at the Comics Choice Awards, where we just sat there moaning about how cuck it was.
The awards themselves.
Yes, or life in general.
That's probably yet another year when I was like nominated for nothing. Some people whose names.
I was also nominated for nothing, so we both were nominated then.
I was even nominated for a show that hadn't happened yet.
Oh my goodness, that's how dodgy it is.
So
you're going to be nominated for the future. You're going to rock. You're going to kill. No. You're going to kill.
Yeah, so I think we all complain when we don't win, and then when we win, we make the best speeches, and we go, how important this is for the industry. So I long for that day.
I think the industry has. Who paid your bond this month, Mark?
Who pays my bond?
Yes. Oh, no, you own your house, eh? From all these
years. Are you asking me who pays my bond?
Yeah. You pay your bond. Not the Comics Choice Awards.
Yeah, this is a very tricky question. Why would you ask that? Because I'm kind of going through something in my life right now.
Issue.
And how would you bring this up now?
What he didn't tell you is George Gouda actually works for SARS. So he's secretly trying to...
But hang on a minute. I went through what maybe you might be going through. In 2009, the sheriff came and took my car away. Do you remember those days?
2009 what?
2009, the sheriff came to my house. I had just had a kid, and he said, he comes with a flatbed truck, and they actually put your car, it takes long to load.
You look like an actual sheriff.
No, and he's not a sheriff. Cool. It's not. He's in a suit. He doesn't even have a cowboy hat. Have you been approached by the sheriff, Mark?
No, because
have you got a rusty shirt?
No, because I'm from Cape Town. I know people, and we look after people, and you send people crayfish on a bucky.
Some palamute.
Yeah, everything's fine. No, we've got what is sorted here. No,
so you're okay? You're not going through issues? Are we worried about you now because you brought up something? Are you okay?
I did not bring anything up.
You did. You said something's wrong with the bond.
I did not say anything wrong with my bond.
Do you want to talk about it?
Life is perfect. Everything's legal and everything. Okay. Yeah, this is making me very awkward.
Let's do a Larry King. Mark, do you miss your parents?
I actually do. You've got me all sad. I do.
Oh no, man! You went from turned on. Okay, back to denim shorts. I'm wearing denim shorts.
This is like every one of your dates.
They're the ones I'm
turned on to sad.
That's on the way there. Okay, this isn't a date though. This is meant to be an interview. Mark, what's your main show called now?
I really would prefer to be in the studio.
Can you come and
can we set that up next time, please?
Well, when you're here, you just walk in and we will set up microphones and pre-record something. So just tell us when you're here. But now, tell me, what's your show called, the new one? It's called Be Safe. What's it called?
Are you talking about the show?
The one you did now.
Fantastic Heat last season, and now we're back to sold out houses at the Baxter Theatre. We're 650 people sit every night and it's impossible to get a ticket. Are you referring to that show?
Standing room only. That is the exact show we're talking about. But I like the way you put it, the whole entire
thing together.
So it's at the back. What's it called, the name?
It's called Hashtag Lottering. I think it's coming back to Joburg later this year.
Where do you perform when you're in Joburg?
This time it'll be at Monte Casino.
The big one or the little one?
It's a 400 or 500 seater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excellent. So you're coming. Hashtag Lottering is coming back to Johannesburg. Get your tickets, be there, or be square.
Wow.
I apologize for this phone call.
And you know, it's the rumor that you're doing so well.
You must believe everything you see on Facebook.
The undoing.
I make beer now. Fuck comedy. Mark, will you come into the studio and we'll have you here. We'll teach you nicely. We'll pay you before the gig, all that kind of shit.
I will be there free of charge. I can't. I just haven't sat down and really had a fabulous time with you.
Yes, we must.
What?
Do you drink?
The line is really bad.
No, it's not bad. Someone else is phoning me on my phone. Do you drink alcohol? I know the line's bad. Just go. Just nod your head.
You,
click your eyes. Just blink your eyes. One click. One blink for yes. Two blinks for no.
I drink copious amounts of alcohol.
Okay, but not before a show, because a lot of people think we're drunk when we're on stage. We're not. Well.
No, we're not. That eventually stopped working.
Okay, good.
That eventually stopped working.
And then do you have a superstition about gigs? Because like some people don't want to get paid before the gig.
I'm like that. I really don't want to get paid before anything. I just want to, I want to do my stuff.
You like to perform.
And get paid afterwards. Because you must always be in a position where you are able to, if the promoter doesn't like what you did, you must always be able to look them in the eye and like tell them cuck and go, keep your money.
it's nice to hand it back.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to refund it. That just sounds lame. So,
but I'm really,
I like to
I'm,
work and then get paid afterwards.
Exactly. But it's been like talking to you. We have, we've overshot our 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's great talking to you as well. I kind of think mostly the conversation went nowhere.
I agree. Are you doing a review of this interview now? Okay, go.
Yeah, mostly it went nowhere. So let's redeem ourselves and do it again. Because I'll tell you the truth. There's a lot of what you're saying I can't hear because I'm standing outside.
Are you in your underpants? Are you in denim shorts?
I haven't worn underwear in ages.
So there we have it. That's all we really wanted from this interview. Mark Dotching goes commando on a Friday. Hashtag.
Guys, let's just all go out and get denim shorts and cock rings today.
And orange glasses.
Conversation.
The Wine Wrong Club. Mark, thank you. Please come into Joburg and you come into the studio and chat to us because I love you. I'd love you like a
I would love
actual
to.
Love.
I love you too.
All right.
But I like Eric more now.
Yes. thank you.
That's awkward.
I've made it.
And then the white Mackay.
Yes.
It's are you fond of new him? Favorite.
Are you fond of him?
You see, Dave, you're dropping down the list very
loves me, likes Eric, fond of you. What about George Kuda? Say hi.
Hi, Mark. Fine.
Who's that?
A Zimbabwean cargo just keeps coming in here and we have to interview him. You think your interview's going bad? Let's see what I've got on actual guest.
I'm the one who brought the cock rings.
Why is he sitting there?
He just came in here. Like he parked the car and followed us up here.
Gosh, okay. No, I'll have to come into trouble to sort things out.
Okay, cool.
Guys, I've got to go. I've got to go. I must go to ShopRite and buy Hake.
Hake so and the U magazine.
Oh,
okay. Cool. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for answering the phone and for being cool.
Thanks for being there.
Lots of love, guys. Have a beautiful
day.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Right, Mark Loshing was actually on the phone. We had a live phone call.
WhatsApp us.
I think we keep on saying WhatsApp us, but people are WhatsApping. Why are you not reading the WhatsApp?
I don't know how it works.
Blind.
There's a screen and there's
079-748-2090. Wait, what? That screen.
That's
hold on.
Mouse.
Oh, this mouse.
Yeah. Mouse.
Okay, you mouse, and I'll wait until you are done mousing. And then we'll carry on.
Screen.
Sorry, Palesa. Yo, Palesa gave me just storming
the
ball. Like, these niggas
touching the
computers. Wasting my damn time. Trying to watch videos on Instatube. I'm kidding. You weren't watching videos on Instatube. You are working.
Instatube.
Look at that.
Okay, we're refreshing the screen. If you want to WhatsApp us, 079-748-2090.
You
and then
need Jesus.
Last time, Michelle said, you didn't read my WhatsApp. So I said, well, what did you say? She said, I said, hi.
Well, how can you put your name, Michelle?
And maybe she was asking us if we were high.
Oh, but were we?
I don't do drugs. I'm crazy like this normal.
I don't do
George, have you got gigs? Are you at the box on Sunday?
I'm on the box on Sunday and I'm doing Taboo on Wednesday.
Taboo, where's that?
Comedy Wednesday.
Comedy Wednesday.
Sandton, my guy. Sandton. Taboo. The place is called Taboo.
Dave, remember we landed up at Taboo.
We were the two only white guys in
Dave
Taboo.
Dave and I landed up at Taboo one night and we were the two only white people in that place.
Wow.
Hey Dave.
Explain.
Hey Dave, you schmuck. I'm not a lesbian. I was talking about you.
Funny lesbian.
I just think Brandon is a babe.
Oh, Brandon.
Now listen, here's a weird thing. Michelle was hanging around the aquarium yesterday with three penguins, and guess who?
Ooh.
The guy.
The guy. Are there more WhatsApps?
That guy's
Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan.
Read the WhatsApps.
Tracy Morgan was in Cape Town yesterday. Hey, guys, Tracy, I missed the website, but there's Cochrane and its name. Okay, the website is Eros. Would be Eros.
I don't know what the website is.
And it's Eros.
Which website?
ErosRing.com.
Yeah.
ErosRing.info. Is that not the email address?
www.erosring.info.
Okay, there you go. So that's for the guy. Him. Okay, Luke, Glorious Gas Comedy Podcast. I watched the roast battle. There was a roast battle and you spoke about the format of the competition and the changes they should make. I think FLISMA should use those ideas or anything else that you have and give you commission. This. Thank you. Also, why don't you guys call Dusty Rich when you call a commission? He's in Australia. He'll be asleep now.
Yeah. It's tomorrow in Australia.
Yeah. It's like tomorrow right in Australia. So you can enter the Comics Choice Awards and win something.
Yeah. He's a day ahead of all of us. He can win from there.
Okay, cool.
What else? There's another one, Dave.
No, she was in the aquarium yesterday with Tracy Morgan.
No, but read the WhatsApp.
The comedian.
Tracy Morgan, the comedian.
I know.
But he was in the aquarium fondling the fucking penguin.
Playing with a seal.
Actually, we are going to phone
a whale.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to phone has-been musicians and comedians. We'll phone Dusty Rich. And we're going to phone Seal.
And then,
but not the singer. We're going to actually phone an actual Seal.
Seal.
Okay. Alright, what else we got? Leonie. Yeah, wow, my mom. Oh, no, that's not us. Hi guys, Woody here. Okay, Woody, this is for us. This is for us.
Woody,
how are you? Good to hear you on the WhatsApp line there. It's been a while. Must I do it in his voice?
Yes. Hi guys, Woody here. It's been a while since I've messaged you guys. Doing a cuck job, keep it up.
We like that.
I like
you, Woody.
That is cuck a yin yang kind of thing. Like, you guys, hey,
no,
hey
cuck
George, you suck, but I love you.
Destructive criticism. I'm seeing there's a sexual underlying theme with this podcast. There's the cock rings,
yes.
And then this guy's like, his name is Woody, and he's like, you a cuck job. Yeah, I've heard of blow jobs and hand jobs. With the cock rings.
Well done. You finally see.
That's why you. That's why you're concerned about Mark Lothering and wearing denims. And come on, seriously, is it January that bad?
It's been 30 minutes.
Okay. We also we breakfast beer tasting. Can you please play the sound?
Play the sound
of the beer opening.
Opening.
We actually have a real beer. Take a photo of this one. We drink this. This is called Devil's Peak Grapefruit Express IPA. It's an Indian Pale Ale. And we're going to try this at Hoppers Night. If you do have a beer as well.
We're going to try this at quarter to 10.
No, we are. If you've got a beer, this is breakfast, BBC, just take a picture of me and Felisa with our, with our beer so people know.
Why? But okay, let him do the thing because you said I must play a noise. Ladies and gentlemen, right now.
Okay, Brandon, you got to taste that. You're not allowed to drink it in studio. So Brandon's going to leave the room. Don't have to leave the room. Just read the bottle.
I don't know where this thing is, but
it's a grapefruit IPA, which means it's got essence of grapefruit in it. Ooh. There's two. They all sound exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's amazing. Notice there's no fourth beer because.
Yeah, why are you just you've stopped drinking?
Yes.
For the whole year, or January?
For the whole year.
The whole year. Do you know it's going to make you a very boring person? Have you noticed in the podcast you don't have anything to contribute now that you're not drinking anymore?
I'm going to leave now.
Can you just taste the beer and come back?
No, fuck.
You're actually leaving for real.
Can I ask, why did you stop drinking?
Just don't like drinking, man.
I don't have to interview anyone. Ask him more questions.
You're not colored.
No, I'm not.
You're colored, guy. You're not drinking.
Yeah, no, they take that away.
No, everyone is looking at me in the studio. This is awkward.
Because I don't get it when somebody says, I stopped drinking. I know
you. Trust
the thing is,
I know you can say, I'm not drinking.
I've stopped drinking.
Oh, no. Well, not stopped. I just.
But she just got a cock ring.
I don't drink anymore. Speaking of cock rings, where
let's talk about
my cock ring?
Let's talk about the other has-been comedians, Dave Levinson.
I've stopped.
Dave's got yours and he's on.
I stopped doing comedy.
Fuck,
I still go on stage. This is so funny. I put my cock ring in my bag.
Give me my damn cock ring, damn it. You took both.
Okay.
This is how you.
Sorry.
Got the land also.
While you weren't looking. You just related colonialism to a cock ring on a table.
Yeah.
So you're saying we stole your land while you weren't looking?
Yeah, I was talking to people, having
and we gave you beads.
And then all of a sudden,
you turned around
I was like,
and there was like, they sent it.
Where's my pleasure? But this is my pride and joy, damn it.
Was that when we gave you those beads?
Yeah, those, not the anal ones, the ones for my neck.
We took the land and gave you cock ring and some anal beads. Thank you. We love this deal.
This is a thing you can do.
Okay, now.
For more than
30
minutes.
More WhatsApps?
Read that.
Something to do. Oh, someone sent a voice note. I can't play those though.
Can we play the voice notes?
No.
Laptop. Is it? Must plug into the system.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
It's too far. Oh, on your laptop.
Who sent
I don't
want to
play with no voice notes.
On your
who sent a voice note?
On your WhatsApp.
You got to give me the.
You can trust.
You got to give me the login codes. Then I can actually start sending messages to Gareth Cliff later tonight.
Hi, Gareth. I'm wearing denim shorts.
And I'm cock-ring. But not for the 30 minutes.
Do you notice?
But not for the 30 minutes. Don't worry, I got a second one from Eric. I'll rinse it.
Don't ask me where it is.
Do you want your cock job?
Do you also whisper your WhatsApp? They sound more sinister if you whisper your WhatsApps.
Ah, that's so funny.
You know that Eric never says that.
Cock job. I never say that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm wearing denim shorts and a cock ring.
Yeah, I never say that.
But not for longer than 30 minutes.
No, for more than.
No, I'm going to give you a
cock. Where's the other one?
Do you want a cock job?
I've got two.
I think next time you guys.
Whisper your WhatsApps.
I think next time you should ask Dave to go and actually invent a cock job.
No, I'm quite sure that German porn has got that covered.
No, a cock job. No, there's a dip.
No, they do. They've got it.
Explain, wait, let him explain.
No, I don't know. I'm just like, he's
George,
the sick bastard.
I'm the sick bastard.
Let him invent a cock job.
No, he knows all his voices in his head. I only know two. Mine.
I'm gonna stop putting that on my Tinder profile. If you need a cock job, I'm your guy.
Specializes in cock jobs.
DTK. So now, have you tasted the beer, Brandon? What's it like? Are you listening to
the
messages
beer?
In
yeah,
the show?
Enclosed.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's an actual person listening to the show. This is weird. This has never happened before.
Okay, person that sent the voice note, can you please send a texted message
and say who you
saying
are,
saying what you were saying,
no,
and who
we want
are.
You. We want you to
we
be
love
on the
you,
show.
But to connect to the
we are, to
voice
to connect
note,
to the thing is.
What
it's
if
like hours.
Is a guy
George?
Job.
What
all
right. What if they don't have fingers?
No, well,
but then how
did they hold
keep
down
the
button?
No, because I get it. Like, if you are deaf or
your text, right?
Yes.
So maybe that.
Or maybe they.
Okay, no, no.
It was already you hanging.
Just, yeah, no, like,
they send a voice note because they're busy putting on the cock.
Could have lost it, guys.
Can we not do this thing? I don't like the cock.
No, because to be honest, I'm actually impressed. This is as white I've done so far in 2017.
The most white.
Yeah, like chilling with white people and talking to them.
So do you have like a quota?
Yeah.
So you have to spend time with white people once a month.
No, actually, I seek to.
Huh?
I seek to upgrade. Like,
You seek to upgrade to hanging with white people.
Like, even look at my life. Like, how I'm living it. It's like, I'm from. Like, I told you, I'm not Zimbabwean anymore. Yes. I'm not South African either.
What do you know?
I'm in the middle. Like, is Malawi.
That's why you left Zimbabwe.
You're the number white people.
No, no, no. Because I'm doing the black thing on a national level. Like, you know,
you're going national.
Rural areas, townships, the suburbs, right? I'm doing that on a national level.
I don't understand.
South Africa, like I'm following where there are more white people, where there are more and more white people. I'm going to go.
Okay, how's the beer taste?
I haven't even opened it, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be shit.
Can I just say it's grapefruit?
It's grapefruit beer.
Can I tell you that it's actually very nice?
It's funny.
Should we have that at home or we have it here?
But then again, you must remember Dave Levinson drinks anything that resembles beer.
No, for man. Sure. So for sure. You get it wrong every time.
Sorry.
Fucks anything that resembles beer.
Oh. You fuck anything that has beer.
No, that is a very tasty beer. I just want to warn you.
Just want to warn us.
Palesa, is there any more messages on this?
0797482090.
Okay. So we phone Mark Lotching. Do we need to phone, what's it, his name? Robbie Collins?
Just nah, we'll phone him next week.
We'll phone him next week. All right. George, thanks for coming on the
show. So when are you going to call me too?
No, but you just decided. George, here's the thing I get from George Kudet. An unknown name. It's unknown. I mean, when he phones.
Yeah.
So he puts his private settings on. So we don't know who it is. Then he goes, it's Kuda.
That's blazing.
So then I was like, hi, it's Dave. Are we going to talk fast like this the whole time? So he goes,
Pajit, January.
He says, when is the show? So I says, 9 o'clock on Friday. He goes, I can't make it. Can you do it another time?
Can you move the whole show?
I got plans, man.
So, does 9 o'clock suit you, sir? Are you okay with that?
No, I'm okay with
that. You're here at 9.
But now, are you Joburg based?
Yeah, I'm Joburg based, yeah.
Okay. So now you must pop in again, man, and we do some more stuff. I want to come to the box on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Do
see
that.
This 20 and 5 thing.
You can jump on.
No, you can't just go on.
You can.
Then it's 21.
Yeah, well, it's more than 20. They just call it 20 and 5 because the first one is 20 comedians. And then from then on.
You could have more than that.
Yeah. One night we had 30. Actually,
no, I was gonna. I have to then write actual 5 minutes.
You don't have to write five. You can
doesn't matter. Just do five.
Dusty came on and did like spoke shit for 5 minutes, and it was funny. So you can do that.
Ooh, okay. I mean,
you know, that's the kind of gig I would have preferred compared to the golf club.
Yo, the golf club was horrible. Hey?
It was bad.
But you know, we all died that night. Because the average age of the person in the golf club was 104. They sat there, we did some comedy, and then they were like,
but
they saw that uncomfortable, they tried to move out of the chairs without being seen.
I remember,
and you know that I didn't have a break because I knew they'd fuck off.
And then who was late? Troy Tesla was late.
He didn't even go on.
Because I remember I felt so bad. I actually dissed them because I tweeted something to say. I actually saw the face of white Monopoly Capital. Like, I didn't know why. No, because these guys were rich. So it was like, really?
It was in the cane fields. They're the ones who took your land.
Oh.
Only on Indians to make the
They're the ones that took your land.
They probably were.
You're like part Jewish, so I can't blame you. You had another struggle entirely.
You know, when you stay in a golf estate where you buy membership and they give you a house.
Like, wow. Is that what they told you?
Yeah, that's what they told
you.
Like,
lying to you.
You become a member of the golf club and they give you a fucking house in the estate.
Basically, they just wanted you to become a member and take your money and then they would be like,
yeah, your membership.
Hang on a minute. No, we're going to talk about this next time. So do you believe that you become a member of the golf club and they give you a house?
Your membership is like 1.2 million.
Exactly.
Okay.
Membership.
Palesa, please get me some more people on this thing. Is that it? Is that it? Are we done?
Excluding VAT. You have to pay VAT for membership, man. Can't just have no value in your membership.
For
it's
sure.
Wrong. Look at government. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Good save.
That's why we don't drink in
Good
the studio.
Good save, because no. People will spill.
Okay, let me put it back in my bag.
Spill is just mooridge.
So Eric,
yes.
So Eric, you were taking the beer.
I was taking what beer?
This beer, like, were you trying to take it away from
me? No, he bumped it and then he caught it.
Okay, there's more. It's Woody again.
Yes, Woody.
If you surprise call Rusty, that's in tomorrow, would I know that you will still be calling today? That's a very good time travel related question.
Time travel related question.
What happens is you disappear if you travel in time.
When
you
phone people in the future, they say things that don't exist yet.
Because they can't leave a message.
Because they don't leave messages.
That's right.
So if we go to the past, we can get information that has been already. Therefore,
so
making
you think
it
time
possible.
Travel, you can only time travel to the past because the future hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Okay, so I get you.
Yeah, so you can't move forward.
But will you meet yourself if you travel back in
this
time?
Is where they pass backwards in rugby.
I'm trying to be serious here.
No, that's fine.
I'm trying to have a serious time travel conversation. Jesus.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. No, that's sorry.
No, because that's why it's called a try. Because they're trying. So you gotta
to move forward.
Like that one. You guys get your own rugby related time travel show. I'm talking about time travel, and you guys are wasting my time.
Seriously, you said I would come through, and now I'm talking more sense.
Oh,
from,
okay.
You know.
Did you enjoy your how's your comedy gigs going? Are you? Do you have any other forms of income?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Dude, I'm from Zimbabwe. That's not a question. We don't have enough time.
Have you been doing those scams with the Ford Cougars where they go and fetch the car at the house and then just drive it away?
I actually have been selling fire extinguishers at traffic lights.
Man, what a plan.
Like, boss, you got a cougar. Are you sure? You're going to be fine. Yeah.
Do you have an extinguisher?
That's fine. Okay, that's funny. That's fine.
That's not funny. Right. So, WhatsApp. Guy,
Woody, what are we going to do? You're going to phone. How about we phone Dusty next week? Just give him a bit of a warning that I know that.
Do you have enough airtime first?
I can phone there and I'll try. Maybe we Skype him.
Roaming charges.
No, let's Skype him. Can we do that in the studio? Are we available to us?
Zeras
of technology.
Yes, we've got a Skype.
We can do it. We can build. Okay, we're going to phone Woody. You are a fantastic person. If you're
a girl
or a boy, I don't know if you're a man or a woman.
Another one.
Woody again.
Woody, my
hey,
nigga.
Woody.
Please phone Woody. Dusty and ask him what the lotto numbers are for today.
Woody.
The future's not what
those
it used to be.
This guy's concerned about the national lottery.
I'm telling you, you should send a cock ring
to the future.
To Dusty. And then you can, like, at 29 minutes, ask him, like...
You know what I
if you go over 30, what happens?
What happens at 35 minutes?
I had a cock ring, and I left it in my top drawer. You know where you leave your stuff in the kitchen? So all that stuff, elastic bands and glue. And I left my cock ring in the top drawer. And then my mom was opening a can of things used in the cock ring. Because it actually gets quite a nice grip that's around things. So like, and I didn't have the guts to tell her, but she opened a few lids.
And you're like, yo,
yeah.
You are one.
Yeah.
You can look.
And she said, this is quite a handy little tool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what it's for. She was opening. She's like, give me more lids. I want to open more things. My mom was mad. She was mad in the kitchen.
Did it put the mayonnaise jar though?
That wasn't mayonnaise.
That was it.
No. It was one of the white people ones. That you need the black person one for the mayonnaise.
You can open.
You actually can open a mayonnaise jar with a cock ring. That's what's called a cock job.
Guys,
you just listen,
open
the Nando's
very pencils. Immature today. I want some serious things now.
Next week.
I'm talking about how to open things with a cock ring.
Okay.
It has got that. It's got a good grip on it, and you can actually open things.
Put a key on it.
Okay.
Let's do that. We're going
to
try.
I want to thank you for coming. Please never come back to this studio again.
Now, can you please call me next week?
No, but this show literally has
been. No, actually, I don't have people call me. Can you call me for once?
That's it.
Like, seriously, can you. You see, you know why I call you? Like, I'm not used to receiving calls. Can you, at least for once, call me? Like, I see a private number. I'm like,
you're actually doing a live, please call me in person.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can you call me? Because nobody ever calls me here.
Dave.
Can you?
Please.
Call
me.
Cock ring. Dave, can you please call cock ring? That's where you know it's good.
So, Lloyd. It's Lloyd. Hi, it's Lloyd. You guys are clowns. Download the app. It's free for all for all your sound effects needs. So I've got an app. Thanks, Lloyd. Lloyd's given me an app.
Lloyd.
And that's from Wired.
Lloydy.
Wired. Wired Media.
Wired.
Lloyd.
They're based in...
She said read there.
Somewhere.
One last one.
And then we go. Yeah. Jeez, Pleasure, who put you in charge?
She is in charge. Read the damn thing.
I just want to warn everyone, if you are a time traveler, don't listen to the show again. You guys are too much.
Warn the other people. Not
okay, someone here. This is a person. You guys are too much for me. And Woody rocks.
I
think you need to bring him into the studio one day. Okay?
Woody, come through.
You know how it is. We're not like
you.
Very... picky about our guests.
Yeah,
we one day we're all going to die in here.
We have very, very, very beautiful
standards. Someone's actually coming to shoot us. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Guest Comedy Podcast. I feel that there was a lot of information given.
Yes.
There was a phone call.
Yes.
We did breakfast beer tastings. Yeah. Education. We had a Zimbabwean in, so we went national.
No, I said I'm not Zimbabwean. Come on. I'm not Zimbabwean.
Carry on wrapping up.
Okay, and then Eric, please say goodbye.
Goodbye, Eric.
And
I'm kidding. Love
Brandon,
you guys.
Goodbye.
Have a guest up weekend.
From George.
Can I give you my WhatsApp number for jobs?
48499.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.